Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, the law offices of David Schluter, Realtor Amy Kite, and PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. I am David Hochberg, your illustrious host. I hope we are here for the next 3 hours. 3 hours, or 3 hours, as we say on the south side of Chicago, to answer all of your real estate questions. Anything you have to know about legal aspects, about a trust, a will, buying, selling a home, if you have foundation issues, if you want to renovate your home, we've got the text line open. It is the MegaPros text, phone, and picture line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's right. We are so efficient here at WGN Radio. It's the same number for everything. If you want to place an order for a pizza, 312-981-7200. You won't get delivered, but you could still place the order. But we start every show with, we have a new producer, Benny, on the board. You ready, Benny? Here we go.
106 miles to Chicago.
We jumped the gun. There we go. Go, Benny.
Pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
The Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. I will say that slower. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. You could send emails from that website. You could also listen online. So if you have a friend, family, coworker, or neighbor that would enjoy, that you think would enjoy the show, send them there and they can listen online. Amy Kite, how are you?
Awesome. Thank you.
I saw a video that you posted, which you're doing a lot of great videos, by the way. And if our listeners want to sign up for those posts, those video posts, where do they go to get signed up for that? Because you are putting out valuable information, what, at least once a week? Is it once or twice a week? What are you doing your videos?
Once a week we're doing the videos.
I think you should do two because you've got so much information. No pressure. Just saying that get your tech guy who's listening. You know, you're paying him a ton of money. You know, have him do another video. Where should our listeners go to sign up for those videos?
They can email us at Amy@amykite.com, and we're happy to get them signed up.
All right, what are you going to be talking about? I saw the videos that said that things are slowing down a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Still robust, but it's slowing down a little bit.
Definitely is. And so what we're seeing is some sellers are having issues with, you know, they're hearing the market's moving and everything's crazy, and yet you're not feeling it because it's not here. It's slowed down across the nation, and it's definitely slowed down here. So
serious, huh?
People are going on vacation, no way.
People are going on vacation?
They are.
Yeah.
That's what we're feeling in our place. Is that everybody last year didn't go on vacation. Now, everybody said, hey, I'm out of here.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, the flip side to that is you have to buy, if it's school registration time.
Yes.
Okay. And if you want your kid, I know that you're well past that of your age. Which is up there, which is fine.
You're pointing at me? To Joe.
I'm looking at you.
No, you're talking to Amy, though. So.
Right, but I'm talking to Amy, but I'm looking
this
at you.
This isn't TV. It's radio.
It's like Tom Brady looking right and throwing left. I'm looking directly at you. You don't, hold on, Dave. I see you there with your hand up.
He's got to go potty.
I know he does. He's like, please, I got to go potty. But that's got a lot to do with it. That a lot of our listeners, if you want to get your kids into a school district, you have to get that. Address registered.
Yeah, yep. Now's the time to do that for sure.
Yep. All right, Dave Schluter, how are you?
Yeah, good.
And Dave in the first row in the glasses. Yes, Dave.
My 37th year of doing this, I'm telling you, I've gotten the calls where people don't get in the district. They are relentless. You have to produce a closing statement and a deed. It maybe is not recorded, but you have to prove you own it. And people would jack with them and do a fake one. Or my brother said, just fake a lease. Or, you know, my brother told me to do this or whatever. And they get jacked. They are not. They don't flex at all. because it's the taxpayers locally who don't want the outsiders taking advantage of the district. So don't fool with that deadline.
312-981-7200. What other cheerful information are you going to be talking about, Dave? I mean, you look great in those glasses.
You actually raised your hand to say
that. I know he did. Well, that's great. He's
well, because it wasn't my turn. I wanted to interrupt Amy's turn.
I understand.
I was raised right. So I just want to say that we are going to talk about an email that David received from a listener who didn't know what to do when both parents passed away, and was she able to actually market it, get a loan or whatever, and we solved her problem, and yep. We'll talk more about that later.
Horrible story that turned into a great story that we're going to – that a loyal listener of the show, she's listening right now with her husband, and lost both her parents. But, you know, we're going to talk about that about 10:30, get into it a lot more. 312-981-7200. Mr. Permaseal, how are you, Roy?
I'm great, David. Thank you for asking.
I want to thank you for stopping your tribal dance, because I think you sprained an ankle and you stopped dancing because it stopped raining. For the love of God, you guys had to have been absolutely boatload crazy with calls, because we had the monsoon in the spring, we had the ice melt at the end of the winter with all the ice damming, which caused major challenges with structural stuff. We went to the spring, very wet spring. We had like a month of no rain. I mean,
we went months without rain. The spring was almost like a drought for us and things. But yeah, whenever and that's why I want to talk about today in just our volatile weather, especially in the summer. You got this tremendous heat, and all of a sudden the front blows through, and you got this huge thunderstorm like we had.
We had a week of thunderstorms.
Yeah, exactly. You get in this cycle, and all of a sudden there's deluges and there's flooding. And I want to talk today about sewer backup and when basements literally flood. And sometimes that's because your sump pump failed, but sometimes it's because city sewers backed up. And so I want to talk about that today.
All right, and I want to talk about a listener that we talked about before the show that impacts everybody here, especially our listeners. Young couple, bought a home, bid up on the home, had to get the home, first home, had to get the home, needed that home, paid over ass price to get the home, got the home during the dry period, got in the home. Now they have a indoor swimming pool in the basement.
A shed aquarium
that they didn't pay for when they bought the home and overpaid for the home. And then they called the painter out because they want to repaint the home after drying out the basement. The painter's like, you've got a bowed out wall there. Wow. And you've got some structural challenges. Got a call from the aunt that I want to talk to Amy about how many people are still doing ridiculously silly things like buying a home that they have to buy a home. I want to talk to Dave about the legal aspect of that. And I want to talk to you about the costs to cure something like that. And Joe gets that all the time, like, oh yeah, that's nothing, and then they let it go and then it becomes a bigger problem, and that's where we're at today. So I want to dive in deeper into that during your segment. MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement, what's up, buddy?
You got out of your car. You wanted to talk to me about pimple inside of David's nose.
Okay? I just wanted to let people know. No. I'm working with a disability today that most of our lenders, most of the other hosts here would have taken the day off, but I just want everybody to know I've got something growing in my nose that I can't get to, but I'm powering through it. And Joe's ironically.
I got one too. I've got the same pimple.
And we haven't seen each other.
Talking about a tease going into the break. I mean, people can't wait to hear the rest of this.
So the challenge, Roy, mine's in the center. Roy, his on the left. You've got to grow a pimple on your nose.
No, I really don't.
During the show, we're going to rub sugar on your nose.
You are listening. I'll tell you what, other hosts at the station would have called off.
No way.
Yeah. No way.
Especially.
No way.
Bob, I'm hearing Cerati dials spinning as we speak, David.
Bob Cerati be in bed right
they
now.
Don't
forget
dials
about it.
Anymore.
Bertrand, no shot doing a show with the disability we're working with right now.
Amazing.
We're going to power through because we love our listeners. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That phone, text, and photo line are open, 312-981-7200. Amy, you received a call from Jeannie, who listens to the show, who wasn't able to sell her home. She wanted to know, why wasn't she getting as many showings as her friend did, who sold her home 2 months ago, in the same neighborhood, in the same town, in the same state? What is going on?
Yeah, the market's changed. So I felt it about mid-May, and it's just continued to slow down. So we don't have near as many buyers in the market right now, which is a good thing. And more inventories come on the market. So people now can slow down a little bit and really do their due diligence, because they didn't have that opportunity 70 days ago. They had to bid immediately. There were lines outside of doors. It's more normal.
Everybody, the one question that I got on every single radio show that I am on, and I'm popular, as you know, so I'm highly sought after.
You're also very humble.
I'm very humble. I'm working on that. Everybody's like, when's this going to slow down? You know, is it going to continue? And I'm like, listen, you cannot sustain this level of activity for a prolonged period of time, like years. Okay, listen, it's been a good. I sold my house. What, you sold it 4 days in August? That's when it started. And Elise was like, you know, I guess we should have held on to it longer. I'm like, no, we got out. We sold it. We lived in your parents' basement. Yeah. I'm happy for the owners of our home that they're up 15%. But we got out. We sold it. Don't look back. Move on.
Yep.
Okay? And I will tell you this. My standard answer is, if you're looking to sell a home, don't wait another, sell your home.
Yep.
You're at the peak of the market. If you're looking to buy a home, if you could wait, I would maybe wait a little bit, but if you got to get in, now's the time to buy. You can't time this thing.
No. Well, and if you have to sell and buy, if you sell high, you're going to buy high. It's just the way it is. And if you're going to wait for the market to adjust.
Tell me when that's going to happen. Right.
Well, and you never know until after it's adjusted. That's the problem. You don't know where the peak was until a month or so later. It's got to go for a period of time before we know, okay, that's when you should have sold, right? But then that also meant you had to buy.
Correct.
In some cases, unless you went to rent. And some people do have done that.
Listen, if you go to rent, the rents are up in some areas.
Sure.
Downtown, it's a steal, okay?
Yes.
They're giving out 15-month leases. Used to be 12. They're giving you 3-4 months free, so you're signing 15-month leases but paying the same rent. That's the way they're keeping the rents up, right? You know, they're not discounting the rent. They're discounting the rent but giving you a couple of months free on the back end so they could go to the market to say, hey, we're still at $1,500. Sure, you're at $1,500 with four free months, right? You're not at $1,500, but whatever. So when the market comes back, they could say we're at $1,500. It's a great move by the, you know, by the landlords. Genius. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely freaking genius.
What did your in-laws charge you?
I had to pay psychological fees because we drove them absolutely crazy.
I could imagine.
Yeah,
that.
You know, they had to go twice a week instead of once a week. So that was a pretty hefty bill. Yes, Dave.
As far as this sustaining, though, David, where are they going in your end of it, which drives so much of it, the money? I mean, I closed one yesterday, 2.5% for someone at a buy. I mean, are we saying it's going to be, the feds aren't going to mess around for 6 months, 8 months? What are you hearing?
We saw it this week, right? Mm-hmm. We saw pandemic fears. And we thought the Fed was going to tighten things. So what happened? So rates dropped a little bit, 1/8 of a point, right? We're not back into the twos anymore. And, we're still solidly in three. But then on Friday, the rates spiked up a little bit because the Feds are like, yeah, we're going to keep everything the same. The stock market takes off. And it's a flipping yo-yo. You can't time this thing. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you when it's really going to slow down, when the 30-year gets to 4.5%. Right, when it goes from 3.5, because you're basically solidly in the threes now, to 4.5, and it costs our listeners more money to carry that home, that's when it's going to happen. And if Springfield keeps screwing around with these real estate taxes, that's going to put a damper on it too, because I read something in the Trib where they're going to, passing some legislation. Until it's passed, they don't pay any attention because it's all a joke down there. But and sorry, Mike Zalewski, my good friend as a state rep, was listening. You know it's a joke, Mike. Come on. Until it passes. But these real estate taxes are what continues. If that's the only thing keeping a cap, Amy, agree or disagree on real estate prices in this market, are these real estate taxes. Because that extra $500 a month, all right? An extra $500 a month is an extra $120 a month in mortgage financing. So it's either going to go to the real estate taxes or it's going to go to the pay a mortgage. And that's what's causing this market not to really blow up are these ridiculous real estate taxes. It's nuts.
We weren't at 07 pricing until the pandemic hit, honestly. So,
correct.
And that's because we've had so many people leave the state and our taxes. They just didn't force the pricing up. So you know, I just want people to be aware of the fact that a lot of what you hear out there is national. It's not local. And so understand that when you're hearing, oh, the market's doing this and the market's doing that, they may be talking about the national numbers.
Sure.
So just be careful. Reality is we have seen an adjustment and the market has slowed down.
312-981-7200. Here's the example I want to give. Listener of the show, her niece bought a home. Bid up the home, Amy, as they were doing a couple, 3 months ago. Closed on the home during the drought, okay, that we had, the 30 days. Rain comes that we just had the week of thunderstorms and boomers that came through that worked its way into a lot of our listeners' basement. Dry the basement out. They call out a painter to paint the wall. The painter goes, "You've got structural challenges." They're like, "How do you know?" The wall's bowed out. So question for Amy, has that nonsense stopped where they're just throwing money and not really kicking tires and checking everything out?
Yes, I believe that has stopped for the majority of buyers and agents. They just know that they don't have to do that right now.
On the legal side, David Schluter, what type of legal recourse does this buyer have against the seller that probably said and checked the box on the contract that a realtor, Amy, is, you know, will back this up? There's a disclosure statement that said there hasn't been any water in the basement. How easy is it in court to prove that the seller didn't have water that the buyer now is in the basement? A week after they bought it.
There's a one-year statute of limitations from the day you got the disclosure, not from your closing. That's the first thing people don't know. The second thing is all the lawyers who take those cases are not like car lawyers or doctor lawyers. They charge hourly. So probably twice a month I have to tell someone, you are right, the seller scammed you, but you'll be paying as much as it's going to take to fix your basement just for the retainer. So it's not really about who's right and who's wrong. It's the economics of litigation.
And coming back out of the break, we're going to talk with Roy about how much money of an investment it's going to take to cost to cure on that basement that these poor first-time homebuyers with a couple of kids that put a limited amount of money down to buy that's going to have to cost to cure. That's a little Stevie Wonder. I'm rocking out to Stevie Wonder. You are listening to Homes at Home Chicago. We're going to take a quick break. Don Kleppen is warming up in the bullpen. He's getting ready to roll. This is Homes at Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and picture line. 312-980-7200. Roy, I know you want to talk about how one of our listeners, Marissa, was listening the last time you were on and would like and sent you guys an email about explaining the difference between sewer backup and groundwater infiltration systems. But I want to get to the aunt, the niece of the aunt that listens to the show, who bought a home with her husband and kids and had leakage challenges, and they're having a basement wall bowing out. She called me, and after being on the air with you more than enough times, I feel more than capable of talking about structural challenges. So
that's not true, so you know.
I could talk. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I could talk. So stay in your lane. I'm not done yet. So I said it's a couple of things, right? Number one, it could be an easy plug, which, you know, is that. I said, or you could do what I did in my house that I sold. You have to put a complete drain tile system in, which was, God knows what I spent, $10,000, $15,000, $17,000, which you had to. Because when Amy went to sell my home in 4 days, I had to disclose that, and I had to have a dry basement. Or you've explained on the show, they might have to excavate along the house, put rods in, piers, I think they're called. What are those called?
See what I'm saying? Why don't you let Roy talk?
Because I'm not calling Roy to talk to the lady who called me up out of the blue.
But he's here right now.
He's going to explain it. What are those called where they put the rods in and you got to pull the house back?
Okay, those are earth anchors.
Okay, that's what I meant.
And that is one method that we use. And so we don't use the same method for every job. There are literally several different types of structural problems you can have, and we actually have several different methods that we'll use. So there's not one method that we say, oh, your walls are bowing in, so we're going to do this or we're going to do that. So sometimes, yeah, these earth anchors, we actually will dig outside, and if you want the wall pushed back, a lot of times we do have to dig the wall out and push it back, and then we can anchor the wall either inside or outside to keep it from moving any further. If you don't want to go through that, a lot of times, most times, we can actually stabilize the wall. Even though it's bowed in, we can stabilize it and guarantee it will not go any further. Okay. And we can do that without having to excavate. So I don't want to spook people and you say, well, it's $12,000, $17,000. It can be that, but it really depends on the problems. So sometimes structurally the walls are bowing in. Sometimes the house is sinking and the walls are cracking and things are actually going south, up and down. Sometimes they're going in and out. And that's why we have certified structural consultants that can say, hey, my house is moving. I can see by the cracking things. Yeah, but which way is it moving? And what are the best methods? Because there are several inside and outside that we can use to address the problems.
Can you explain to our listeners that what you explained to me before the show about how a house could not have moved prior to the last rain, and then it, you know, we got the rain, everything was fine, then we had that period of drought, for lack of a better term, 30 some days with no rain, then all of a sudden we get bombed with the boomers come through, and then all of a sudden after it dries out again, now your house shifts. Can you explain that to our listeners that you explained to me prior to the show?
Sure. Like I say, structural problems actually do have a beginning. They start one day, and it's not necessarily the day the house was built. A lot of times it's 20, 30 years down the road. This house is 30 years old. I've never had a problem. But then you go through a severe drought where it's really dry, and all our houses sit on clay soil. And what happens with clay when it dries out, it shrinks and actually drops a little bit, and your house drops a little bit. And that's fine because the whole thing is dropping at once. But let's say there's a corner of the house that's saturated water because the downspout wasn't extended or something. So that part of the house doesn't drop, okay? But the rest does. And the foundation, the footing, can actually crack. And you will see that crack will reverberate up through the house, and it'll start showing up in doors and windows and cracking upstairs and things like that. So that, and sometimes people actually hear that loud popping of the foundation cracking sometimes. So all of a sudden you've got a structural problem that will never fix itself. Now it's going to move back and forth because the footing is broken.
That's not a DIY project.
No. And that is more what we call piering, where we actually have to drive anchors down into a bedrock and then a fixture, a footing to that, and can raise the house back up level in most cases. But again, we can stabilize it at the very least so it won't go any further. So that's called settling of the house, and that's what we would do in those cases.
Did I say DIY? I am a DIY. Just hold off on your text messages. I caught myself. 312-981-7200.
Just stay in your lane.
I'm trying to. 312-981. It's a very, as I get older and gain weight, it's a bigger lane, Dave. So there you go. 312-981-7200. Let's get to our listener, Marissa, question about the difference between soar backup and groundwater infiltration and how you could protect our listeners from both.
Yeah, so when you get sewer backup, a lot of homes have floor drains in the basement, and the drain either goes to an ejector pump, which then pumps water into the sewer, or sometimes it just goes by gravity out to the city sewers. And in a lot of older houses, that's how it went. And so if that's the case, and you have water standing over your floor drain, you have standing water in your basement, and it's over the floor drain, that means it's not going down the drain. It actually means it's coming up the drain, which means you have a sewer backup problem. Sometimes that's just your own sewer. Tree roots have gotten in there and stuff, and the water can't get out, so it's coming back in your home. And sometimes we can just rod that out or repair your individual sewer line. But a lot of times, it's actually the city sewer that's backing up into your home. And you can get inches, sometimes feet, of sewage water in your basement. And again, there is a solution for that as well. We can put in systems where we can isolate your house. Even though your neighbors have sewer backup, you don't have to have it anymore. So it's not something, again, that you should live with. It's not going to go away. And it's a really nasty problem because that water, even though it looks like, oh, that's just clean water, it looks very clean, it's not. Because when the sewers back up, it's 98% rainwater. So the water may look and seem like innocuous water. It's not. And when your sewer backs up, you need to have it decontaminated.
Which towns in your 40 plus years worth of experience have the biggest challenges with sewer backup? Or is it pretty much spread over the area equally?
Well, it used to be the river towns, Riverside and people that live along the river
downtown
and things like that, Des Plaines and all those, just, you know, and Skokie and just areas that are just chronic and they know that and things like that. But now, David, we're seeing in Naperville and Hinsdale and Downers Grove and areas that aren't necessarily on a river.
Because of all the development?
Yeah, exactly. The infrastructure. They've got 60, 80-year-old sewer systems that just simply overloaded. And the city has no way or funding to tear up all the city streets and replace all the main sewers. And so now homes are getting sewer back up. And the cities really don't have any solution for it. We do. And some of the cities have set up funds, and they may even give you a credit to hire a contractor to fix the problem because they can't. But, yeah, it's a growing problem as the infrastructure gets older and crumbles and gets overbuilt. We're seeing it in towns we never used to see.
Dave?
Yeah, there's sanitary districts that charge the towns for how many million gallons of sewage they treat. And so sometimes your town is actually willingly not opening a floodgate or anything like that and letting your house suffer, because if they divert it into that sanitary sewer, they get taxed for more millions of gallons. So it's a little sinister, but it does happen.
And on new projects, Amy, there are some areas that they're making the builders set aside money that the builders are then passing on to the buyers for sewer systems for that new development that they're putting in, because they know that they're going to have challenges and it's going to be the home buyer that really wants to buy in that area. Are we still seeing that out there?
Yes, you do see that.
Okay.
Special service area.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks, Roy.
All right, quite welcome.
I hope the listener out there whose niece did not listen to her found that information valuable. We got a call from Lucy that we're going to get to after the break, 312-981-7200. Before we hit a break, they're going to drop the music here, Roy. 708, please tell Roy Spencer. We had his guys out last week to lift our house because it was sinking.
Mm.
Okay? Fidel and his crew were the best. Work was completed on time and cleaned up afterwards. I would definitely recommend them to all of your listeners. So kudos to you, buddy.
No, well, thank you. And thank you, Fidel, for the great work. Can I say, David, that one listener you had, what disturbed me most, that when she, the new people bought the new house and then it started leaking, they called a painter out to fix it before they fixed the leak. Why are you painting the basement before you deal with the problem?
Well, and here's the problem with a lot of first-time homebuyers. They don't know what
to
do.
Better,
and then it was a painter that noticed the pulled-out wall.
Well, I'm glad he did, but they should have called, somebody. The painter would be the guy, last guy you call in.
Right. And what would that number be, Ross? I'm sure that's a good segue. I teed it up there for you, buddy. 3-2 fastball.
800-421-SEAL for a free estimate.
All right. That is Roy Spencer. We're going to get to David A. Schluter. Is it A?
No, R for Robert.
All right. Well, I just changed your middle name to
Alan.
It's not the first thing, though.
I know. I say A all the time. I think I like David A. Das instead of Durst. Stephen A. Leahy. That's why.
That's what it is.
Stephen A. Leahy. Thank you.
Start calling him Stephen R. Leahy.
Stephen R. Leahy. Yeah. I think the last time we had them both on, it was like a lawyer love fest. It was disgusting. We had to host the studio down. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200.
They know our guys, they know our work, we're good.
All right, well, just let Roy and Joe finish up their conversation.
Roy, we were on the radio.
You guys good?
Oh, my gosh, that's cool.
Okay, cool. You guys done? Did you sell them the six trucks you were trying to sell?
I wasn't talking, it was Roy.
I know, Roy. I just want...
Again,
there was a kid in my school like you. As soon as it pointed to him, he'd say it was Dave. Dave was the one telling the joke.
I didn't do anything. 312-981-7200.
Unbelievable.
312. Yeah, this show is really scripted, as you can tell. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So right after that one, congratulations, Roy. 312. Great reason to turn off WGM for 3 hours, so that's good. And then right after that...
That wasn't because of Roy.
No, it wasn't because of you, Roy.
Necessarily.
Just because people hate us. Then 815. Good morning, crew. You guys make my Saturday morning going to work much... What the hell?
Much more fun.
You guys make my Saturday going to work much more fun. My Saturday going to work much more easier. So there. Okay. So some people like us, some people hate us. 815. Is City Sewer... I think you answered this. Texters are coming in, 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call and text line. 815, is city sewer back up due to infrastructure that hasn't been addressed in years? I think you covered
more often
that.
Than not, yeah.
630, why isn't he explaining the difference between combined sewer and dedicated sewage and rainwater sewers? Yeah, so why?
Be happy to.
Why aren't you? Yeah, well, guess what, 60?
Time is a little bit of an
essence here. Yeah, we will at 11:15.
Then you would turn up.
Yeah, 11:59.
Sure, can I explain that?
No, so 6-0, hang tight. We will get that. David A. Schluter.
R.
David R. Schluter. I think you should put a name change in. We had a situation with a listener. This is unbelievable, okay? A listener has been living, her and her husband have been living in with her parents for years. They were the caretakers of her parents. About 7 years ago, dad took out a loan for the daughter, who was the primary caretaker. And she had a job, a full-time job in addition. So she would take care of the parents in the morning, the husband would take care of parents at night, and they had different shifts. So they had some money challenges. So dad took out a loan against his and his mom's home to take care, to help them with some expenses. Fine. Loan's in the dad's name. No problem. Dad passes away 5 years ago. They call up the bank. Bank says, no problem. Keep making the payments. Everything's fine. No problem. Mom's still alive, still taking care of mom, still living in the house. Mom writes a will a couple of years ago while she was had all her faculties, stating that the house transfers to the daughter upon death. 2 years ago, mom passes away. Daughter keeps making the payment. Now daughter's got $5,000 in collection. She's got $35,000 of credit card bills, which is standard amongst our listeners. And those that don't have credit card debt, congratulations. But most of our listeners right now are carrying between $15,000 and $40,000 with the credit card debt. It's just a fact. This individual is carrying 30 with $5,000 worth of medical collections, so I just lumped that in as 35 G's. So they got $40,000 on the loan that dad took out 5 years ago. He passed 2 years ago. Mom passed. They've been living in the home. There's $75,000, okay? On top of that, they just bought a car for $30,000 at some ridiculously high interest rate because their credit scores are horrible. So we need about 100 G's about there to blow out all their debt.
So they can enjoy life.
So they can enjoy life and take some pressure off, because that $3,500 was costing them a G-note a month. The mortgage was costing them close to $1,000 a month for a $40,000 mortgage, which was ridiculous. And then the new car loan was like $700, $800 a month. Okay? So long story short, I'd say this is a question for David R. Schluter. Okay? Because I want to make sure that we don't have to go to probate. So she sent me a copy of the will. We sent it over to Dave. Take it from here, Dave.
Yeah, well, the will would have put us in probate, because a will, although those of you who have been sold a bill of goods saying that the will keep you out, as we've said for the last 12 years together, David, the will is the road to the courthouse. A will is not a valid enforceable will without a judge in the room. However, this family had gone to a prior lawyer who did what's called transfer on death. And a transfer on death turned the real estate into like a life insurance policy. It circumvents the court system in a proper way. It allows her to move forward with a clear title, and it doesn't have anything to do with court. It's a transfer on death. Another one that we do are living trusts, and a third one we do are called land trusts. Those are trusts that just hold real estate. So if you use the analogy of insurance, basically upon that second death certificate, our nice lady who's been a caregiver now owns the house.
630, David, the example of the couple with $35,000 in credit card bills, why are they buying a car for 30 grand? I don't know. Listen, I'm just telling you what they did. I'm not the credit, you know, fairy here. That's what they did. I'm not making judgment. I'm just trying to help them out. Here's what I know, Dave. Here's a fact. The fact is, we got a break in 50 seconds, so I got to make this quick. And Lucy, I promise to get to you when we come out of the break. Here's the fact. We're going to pull out $125,000 mortgage on this lady because her husband's a complete credit disaster. We're going to pay off all their credit cards. We're going to pay off their medical bills. We're going to pay off the ridiculous loan they have for the past 7 years that the dad took out 7 years ago. He died 5 years ago, and mom died 2 years ago. We're going to save about $2,000 a month. They're going to have 25 grand that they're going to put in the bank. The bank, they got to tell the bank not to put an FBI check on them, because they're going to think that they knocked off a liquor store, because they've never had money in their checking account for the past 7 years.
You saved them.
25 grand is going to be there. We completely resurrected this couple's life from listening to the show, because that's what we do. And you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Lucy, we'll get to you after the break. 312-981-7200. We're going to go to news right now. Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and picture line. Lucy in Hoffman Estates, thanks for hanging on and being so patient. Do you have a question about a bridge loan?
Yes. Does anyone do bridge loans?
My
situation is, I found a house, and my house is not on the market yet. It can be tomorrow, actually. It's ready. But I put in an offer, and they want to wait to see if anything comes in over the weekend. I put my offer in yesterday, and I'm just like, if I can get a bridge loan, that locks the house in.
Amy, have you ever heard of people, anybody doing bridge loans recently? They were popular when I first got in the business 20 years ago.
We did a bridge loan, I think, in 2003.
Yeah, and then 2008 happened.
Right.
And then the bridge collapsed. Right. And everybody went out of business that did bridge loan. Here's the best way to do a bridge loan, Lucy, okay? You take a line of credit out against your current home prior to listing your current house. That is the best form of a bridge loan that you could have, okay? You says here okay. on the screen that you have two other properties. Are they a second home or an investment property?
One is my primary that I'll be putting on the market, and the other is an investment property. It's just a small house that I rent.
And how much is the house that you want to buy?
$209,000, and mine is worth about $250,000, and the little house is probably $125,000.
Okay, so this is where we say planning. And that person sipping that drink is David R. Schluter. If he was called David A. Schluter for awesome. But it's okay, Dave. We're on live radio and everybody loves hearing you sip that hot coffee. Is it good? It sounds delicious.
Plead the fifth.
Okay. 312-981-7200. So the best thing that you at least put it closer to the microphone so everybody can get a bigger sound. It's great. 312-981-7200. So here's the deal, Lucy. And everybody else that's listening out there, if you're trying to do something like this, especially you have a home that doesn't have a mortgage on it, is that correct?
Correct. Both properties are totally paid for.
That's why you need to have a line of credit against a home. We've talked about it once, twice, 4,000 times on the radio. I'm giving our listeners advice. So when something like this happens, right, either in the market mm-hmm. or Amy, we see it a lot of listeners move out of state. They want to get out. It's a hot market in Nashville. It's a hot market in Florida. It's a hot market in Phoenix. It's a hot market everywhere. They want to be able to tap out that money and pay the other place for cash or put a large amount of money down, and they're going to use the equity out of their home like the challenge you're having right now, Lucy. So do you have any investments in a portfolio with a financial planner?
Yeah.
Stocks, bonds, retirement?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, any type of portfolio that you could borrow on margin against the portfolio until you sell your house and pay that off. I'm just giving you creative financing ways to buy this home for cash.
Okay, I think so. What I have is I'm sorry, I'm blanking now.
IRA?
Yes, I have two IRAs.
Okay, do you have any other type of mutual funds that aren't retirement accounts?
I have two other annuities.
Okay, that's not going to work. So we could. Okay. So number one, we could talk about taking out a line of credit. I'm going to give you a phone number of Joshua Herman at BMO Harris. Ready?
Yep, go ahead.
847-967-4644. That's his office line. And I'm going to give him your name and number off air so he can follow up with you, okay?
And what was Josh's last name?
Herman, HERRMANN.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
And hang on for your Mr. Guys. Floor cleaning product. Any other things that we could help you with? You having any other sore problems? Or are your sores clean?
No. This house is in mint condition that I'm selling, so it's up to date. Nope. But I'll use the floor product, that's for sure. Thank
all right,
you.
Sure. No problem. Hang tight. Well, 312-981. Thanks for calling. I get these calls. I love them, but they frustrate me. Because this listener could have had a $200,000 line of credit against her home, up to 80% of the value of her home, that she doesn't have a mortgage on. She could have written the check yesterday for 200 G's, taken $9,000 out of her savings, and bought it at full-ass price, and not have to worry about any of this.
But the other thing I noticed, David, was that you could have helped her if she'd listened before. You did help her today, and you didn't line your pocket a single penny.
No,
you're here just helping people, and so those listeners who are like, "Oh, you're just doing your commercials
like
and things
angel.
Like that."
He's like an angel,
isn't he? I mean, it's a public service.
I hear a bell people ring every time he talks.
Is it a bell or is it a gong? According to Joe Brand, who hates my singing.
Oh no, a lot of people hate your singing.
I sang. Hold on, Joe. Okay, just hang tight. They dropped Stevie Wonder. Our new producer has got a great taste in music and dropped some Stevie Wonder. And I'm into Stevie Wonder. That's my generation.
That's your, keep it to yourself.
I like to share. So I was rocking out to Stevie Wonder.
Sir Duke.
I don't know what that means. Drink your coffee on the radio. It sounds better.
That was the song.
Okay, so... okay.
Big Stevie Wonder fan. You don't even know the name of the song?
Exactly. Here we go.
No, or how to sing
all
it.
All I'm asking, David, is if you could, you know, warn people that you're about to sing. So if anyone has small children or animals nearby, that they could, you know, just turn down the volume a little bit. We got windows breaking in here. Right?
Things go wrong when you sing.
That's why we have Justin from Next Door and Window available to replace those windows. I'm just trying to drum up business for him. You see that segue, Joe? That's a professional broadcaster, sales professional there.
What an angel out of the goodness of his heart.
What an angel.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Let's cut off Mr. Brandt. He's got a baseball game to go to someplace. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, that's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Amy, I got this crazy question from a texter about bidding on lots in Schaumburg that is fascinating to me. And I'm very easily fascinatable. That's even a word.
Right.
I got a 13 on my verbal, Dave, on my SAT, so back off. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago. And for all you kids out there that don't know, that's not real good. It's a pretty poor score. So you can help host a radio show if you only get a 13 on your English. You've got me as your guiding light. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Roy, you had a question about my English on my SAT. What was that again?
Well, you said you had a 13 on your SAT. I think you meant ACT, because SATs normally you get like 700 or something, even if...
Right. Well, I got a total of 840 on my SAT, and 13 of that was English. So you want to rub it in?
You must be a math genius.
Right, well, there you go. 312.
He is. He's good at math.
There you go.
Still trying to perfect the English language, 54 years old. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. At the end, as we went into the break, Amy so graciously reminded me to talk about that dedicated sore line. Can you explain the difference? We completely blew over it, and I'm going into another topic for Amy here. So let's address that from 630. Can Roy please explain the difference between combined sewers and dedicated sewage and rainwater sewers?
Okay. So, again, a lot of older homes originally considered Chicago, there's one sewer line, and that all your household sewage goes into it. And also, all the rainwater runs off the streets into the curbs and goes down the grates, all goes into one sewer line. And so that's why when the sewer backs from your home, it's combined water. Now, a lot of the newer suburbs, when they plan new subdivisions, they have a separate, and the federal... funding has mandated that they have a separate sewer system, one just for clean rainwater. So all the curbs and rainwater and downspouts and sump pump discharges go into this just clean rainwater sewage. So they don't have to treat that sewage treatment plant. And then all the household sewage is a separate sewer line. So that's when combined is when it's one sewer line, when some municipalities have a separate storm sewers versus sanitary sewers. You see the manhole cover says sanitary on it or storm. Those are dedicated lines. And you can have sewer backup even if you have a separate line. But clearly the combined lines are more vulnerable because they're getting all the rainwater mixed in the sewage.
Interesting.
Does that help?
That's a great explanation. I was not aware of that until now. So when I get a call like that from an aunt whose niece buys a house or nephew buys a house, I could give that explanation, Joe.
No, you give him Roy's phone number. You understand?
Look at the sewer caps, and if it says sanitary
sewer, it means two different
things.
I will tell you, though, Roy, I mentioned it to you, the greatest pleasure is being able to refer you for those structural repairs because you have the structural engineer in front of them.
Yeah.
So many people don't. You know, so that becomes a whole other topic that people have to buy and pay for.
Oh, thank you.
312-981-7200, 847, Joe, real quick, and then we'll get over to the question for Amy. Question for MegaPros. Joe, I live in a 21-year-old ranch condo that is on a slab. Over the last few years, the cement and spalding under the carpet, is spalding. Mm. What's spalding mean?
Flaking off.
All right.
Golf ball.
Golf. So it's pitting?
Spalding is a golf ball. Spalding is the crumbling of concrete.
Roy will be taking over the. Will be opening for Dave Schluter tonight. The 9 o'clock show sold out.
Why do you only goof around, Roy, when it's my question?
Yeah. It's a 3-drink minimum now.
Otherwise, you're so serious.
It's a 3-drink minimum before these guys go on because you need to be completely schnickered. All right. The cement is spalling.
Spalling under the carpet. Correct.
It's popping up pretty much throughout. Recommendations for a contractor that can repair this and recommend installer for a new carpet. It's around 1,000 square feet.
We can do it. We've seen it almost every time a slab will have that same spalling. It's about 50, 60% of the time.
What causes spalling?
Great question. It's just shifting, I suppose. It's like all concrete.
Well, right? A lot of times, it's a grade of concrete, and the moisture penetration up from underneath the slab is actually migrating through because they didn't use his six-bag mix, and stuff. So the grade of concrete and the amount of moisture underneath the slab, actually, concrete is porous. So that moisture comes up through there, which causes a lot of times the slab to spall.
But, a thin coat over it, a leveling compound, we got it.
You have any other spalling ball jokes, or is that it? Are you out?
No.
I'm out.
You're out? All right. Just thought I'd give you some more time. Sure, we got another hour and 20 minutes. You're good? All right.
Are you a golfer?
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. Amy, what's with the 847 texter? And this is great. What's with these builders who intend to build a small number of homes in pocket areas of Naperville and Schaumburg, who are asking prospective buyers to make an appointment to view the area and make their best offer on a lot. Then, if they're the highest bidder and are awarded a lot, the builder will then advise them which home elevation can be built on that said lot at a greatly inflated price. So you're bidding on so listeners are bidding on lots in certain areas without knowing exactly the type of home they could build on it, according to this texter, which sounds a little suspicious to me. Your dime, your dancer.
Yeah, so I mean, I would agree. I'd be cautious of that. Now we're seeing even the national builders are having you bid on lots, even with the national builders in the area. So that's been going on. So you bid on a lot. The fact that they don't know what can go on that lot before you even place that bid to me is a little odd.
That impacts the price you're going to pay for the lot, I would think.
Well, I mean, it impacts whether I want to build on that lot. If you aren't going to build the house that I want, then I don't want that lot.
It impacts if you want to buy it. Why are you buying it if you don't know?
Right. And so, and the other thing too, and then he made mention, or the individual made mention of the inflated pricing. Understand, lumber went up so significantly this year that, yeah, you may think that it's an inflated price. Reality is cost of materials has gone up significantly. So, true. Market's going to adjust. Market is adjusting. If it's not comfortable, just wait. Just wait. It will correct itself.
And you have proof that our live streaming feed is working because somebody halfway around the world that you gave birth to is listening in a country by the name of Israel right now.
Correct.
Want to put a special shout out to your son?
Yeah, I miss you, buddy. I love you. Thank you, Tanta Bethy, for taking good care of him while he's there. And we will see you shortly, only just to see him for a couple of weeks, and we send him off to school. So,
how many times has he called to ask for cash and to put more money in the account?
None, because we gave him a credit card before he went.
that's dangerous.
No, he's a good kid.
Oh, sure.
He's really good. And he's with Tanta Bethy, so Tanta Bethy's got him under control.
Yeah, she's got a drinking problem, and she gets a hold of that credit card, it's over. You know Tanta Bethy. I don't even know. I can just tell by that name, she's trouble.
No.
312-981-72. Tanta Bethy. Joe. We've gone out and we ran into a couple of Tanta Bettys, and you're like,
it's happened, and we still don't know where the credit card is.
312-981-7200-630. Joe, I have a beautiful steel entry door. Unfortunately, there is a dent at the bottom along where the door closes.
Mm-hmm.
A dented door, Joe, is a dented steel door. Is there any way to repair the dent? I'd rather not replace the door if I can avoid it. Thanks, 630.
I know. Certain guys that do body work think they can repair it.
Can they? Typically? Depends.
Yeah, but at some point, it's not worth it. You're going to spend more trying to fix a dent than get a new door.
Amy, 773. I have a friend who owns a condo in Skokie, and the association wants somebody to manage their six-flat condo. Who can I talk to about that type of management? David from Bolingbrook. Yeah. Hold on to that after the break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. This is Chicago premier real estate show. A lot of definitions of premier out there, so you can look it up and put your own spin on it. But we think we're awesome.
All right.
All right.
I'm with you.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Thank you to Stephen A. Leahy, who said that the A for his middle name is for awesome. 312-981-7200.
No, his wife texted him, too. She said, no.
It's not. It's something that totally ends different. In an E. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312.
Oh, did they hear that?
No. I tried to get your mics on so we could hear the end of your conversation, but
we got yelled at last time.
No, I like wasn't nature. Yelled at.
All right, so we were talking about the monarchs.
Yeah, we're talking about monarch butterflies during the break. But right. Go ahead, you want to continue it?
Well, okay. this season's been very, very slow. Last year, this time, I already released a dozen monarchs. This year, only one egg we found so far. But we mentioned it has been. We don't see that many of them. All of a sudden, now you're starting to see them.
And this all started because Amy asked you if you would come to her house to build a garden. What? A butterfly garden.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then he tried to pawn it off on Judy.
No,
and
I didn't.
Wait,
don't say
a
that,
minute.
Amy. Don't say it on the radio. Ixnay and the Judy.
She listened?
Yeah,
Judy Hogle?
She's tired of me.
No.
Referring her.
Oh. Renting her out, offering yes. her out, and then not paying her?
Judy, this lady needs her oven cleaned. Remember that?
Oh, yes. That was very nice. Yes, I was on.
Yeah, in Door County, Wisconsin. Yeah, Judy will be there on Tuesday.
Well, she volunteered.
She gave the answer of what she should use. I remember.
Oh, yeah. No, she knows what she's
doing. Can you have her here at 7 a.m.? Sure, no problem. She'll leave at 3.
Easy off.
Judy, I'm not saying this. It's David.
312-981-7200. Don't believe that, Judy. We know better. Amy? 773 has a friend who owns a condo in Skokie. We both know where Skokie is. A lot of our lawnsmen live in Skokie. And the association wants somebody to manage their six-flat condo. Who can this texter talk to? Who can David from Bolingbrook talk with about this type of management? Do you have a line on that? Are you have any connections in the condo management area?
Right. I would have to check and see a couple that would do the six-building. I know a couple of great ones, and trust me, there are all kinds of associations out there, and you want a good one.
Mm-hmm. What Amy's trying to say is there are a bunch of scumbag condo associations that don't do their job, that cause a lot of problems for their owners, that don't help out lenders or realtors when they're trying to sell the place. Yes, David Schluter.
25% of my payroll is dealing with incompetent associations, 25%.
Just going back and forth, back and forth.
Then not saying they did things when they didn't, losing things, telling us the day before we can't close because the interview didn't happen yet or whatever. I'm telling you, our deals, without my great staff, our condo and townhome deals would not close if they didn't hammer them every day.
So do you have any type of recommendations, Amy?
I don't know if they would do a small six, so I'd have to check.
All right,
but
Dave,
I can give them a call.
All right. Have you got any contacts in the condo?
You
can tell them who not to contact.
I have PTSD on the associations. What it causes in my office. Right now I'm having...
So you don't like any of them.
I'm having an incident, yeah.
So, you know, that's a funny thing because as we are doing a refi and Kelly asked me for some documents, I went... She wants me to get something from the HOA. I'm never going to get, you know. And so understand that all of us in this business have this fear of these associations because they're horrible. David, you won't believe it. I called my association and somebody picked up the phone.
You didn't get voicemail.
And had the document to me. And I went, why am I so afraid of these guys? They actually answered. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, that is not normal.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Question for Joe and Roy here. Mark Willowbrook, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, buddy. You got a front porch question?
Yeah, I live in a bi-level home, and it's like my front door is like on the side. So my porch is about maybe 3.5 feet wide by about 24 feet long. And I've had brown, like, AstroTurf on there. which has served its purpose, but it was worn out, so I ripped it off, and I was having problems finding brown AstroTurf to replace it with. I finally did, but my question is, could that concrete surface be resurfaced so it looks like concrete again, or is there some kind of like tile or brick veneer I could maybe put on it for something different? I was just curious.
So I'm curious where you found brown AstroTurf.
I found it actually in a big box store years ago.
Oh, all right. Okay.
It has to be on for like, it was on like for about 15, 16, 17 years.
I gotcha. Okay. So, but now you're left with that, again, a spalled concrete look?
Got glue residue on it, you know?
Sure.
Which is no big deal if I was going to go over it again. It would just clean it up and go over it again.
Right. Believe it or not, we've been doing a lot where we can put paver stones on them if you have the right elevation of your treads. And also tile. There's ways that we can apply tile to it now.
Oh, can I just pipe in there?
Sure.
You may not like this.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking. Yeah, I'm kind of looking at you going, all right, so here's my issue, because I've seen the tiles. They end up cracking. So I'm going to say I'm not a fan. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're saying all of them cracking, even if MegaPro's install them.
Right. Well, no. I'm just saying I have seen tiles crack. So I just want you to be careful with the tiles.
Wow, we really, really have to pay attention to whose lane's what. You have them installed right, and you have to use the right materials outside.
Is there an exterior tile that should be put down?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and that's the problem, because these people have been putting interior tiles on their exterior.
It's not so much interior, like, exterior, but you don't want, a typical porcelain tile outside.
And I think that's what they were doing, and I saw this. I'm like, why would you put those tiles?
You have to be very careful on the selection also, so it's not slippery.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. See, now we're on the same page.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you, if I did do the paver stone, and I've seen that done,
yes.
Do they come in, the paver stones come in various thicknesses, I'm assuming, and how is it, are they glued down?
Yes.
Is that how they're attached?
Yes, they're all glued down. Again, I'm going to caution you. So, in other words, you're going to have to raise your sidewalk or your first step that same 2.5 inches in height. They don't come, most of them are the same thickness.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Great. Sure.
All right, Mark, thank you for the question. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning.
I feel really good about that caller, except Amy challenging me on the cracking thing. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you looking at me?
You're supposed to be on our team.
No. So here's what it is. I don't want somebody to go do the job themselves and not understand.
Oh, no. You could have laid it out better, because you were just telling me they all crack.
No.
Okay.
Well, I would definitely not recommend that as a DIY project.
DIY?
One of those.
So I did it. You did it too.
Yeah,
I'm next.
DUI or whatever.
Or a DUI project.
Don't do that either.
No, because...
Don't drive under the influence of doing any home project.
Because that's a traffic area, and it's all about lamination, right? You got to get that new mortar attached, and he's got all this old particle, you know, stuff.
Completely agree.
Whoever does it needs to prepare the surface properly and things.
All right. I got a question for you right here, 847. I live in a... We're going to get to it after the break. I live in a bi-level built in 1973. There is a crawl space, your specialty. I do not have a sewer. Should I have a sewer pump in there? Something like that. Of course.
Sump pump, maybe.
I think it's a sump. Must be a sump.
Well, you're just going to have to find out after the break then. Boy. All right. You're going to have to listen. Oh. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. On AM 720. I'll tell you so you're prepared, but our listeners are going to have to hang on. 312-981-7200 is American Pro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Ready, Roy?
I'm ready.
It's sewer talk Roy Spencer.
It's sewer talk.
Okay, hey, Ben, we need a jingle for sewer talk for Roy Spencer for future shows.
Here, Dave, I don't want to interrupt, but
Could we get more than 12 viewers on Facebook, please?
All right, Roy, hold your short talk. Joe would like to go in another direction right now. We are on Facebook.
We got 12 viewers. That's not a lot.
I know. Joe's having a mental breakdown here, which is not good for the show because we have another hour and 10 minutes. If it was like an hour from now, I'd let him melt down. Right. But I just can't deal with it for another like 70 minutes.
Could you just ask somebody?
Why don't you? Go ahead.
Please go on Facebook and watch. How do we watch it?
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And we're vacillating, Joe, between 8 and 12. Which is kind of pathetic.
People. Viewers.
Right. Not 1,000.
No, not 1,000.
Just actual 12.
Yeah.
One, like, a 10, 11, 12.
We could fit all the viewers right in this room with us.
Joe's upset because he wore such a nice shirt today.
That's what it was. My shirt day. Yeah. It was like, you promised me somebody would see my shirt.
All right. So please go to Home Sweet. Go to Facebook, Home Sweet Home Chicago. You could like us. You could follow us. You could say nice things about us. You could say nasty things about us. But you could see what we do here. There's also great videos that are posted during the week of all of our experts on air of valuable information, like Dave Schluter's drinking coffee. We'll definitely make
Where'd
the cut.
Where'd he go?
Oh, yeah.
He went to go get another coffee. Because
called my daughter.
He called his daughter. Anything, Dave, we're live on the radio. Anything else? You change your tires?
He's in his living room.
Yeah, you rotate your tires, take your shoes off. You're okay? You ready? Ready to go? Okay,
she lives 1,000 miles away.
Nobody cares.
She's a professional dancer. She's awesome.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so now that we got Dave's family out of the way, that we know, we got Joe on Facebook. You could also follow us on Instagram. I'm David Hochberg on Instagram. Everybody in here has their Instagram. Oh, we're up to 16.
16. Oh, yeah, we got four.
That's all right, awesome. So if Joe sits here for the next hour and 8 minutes complaining, we might get up to 32, which would be awesome. Okay, you want to spend another couple minutes?
More people than we could fit in this room. That's
right.
All I want.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Go to Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook to watch what we're doing in studio. And to watch David R. Schluter, if it was A, it would be for awesome, because that's what Stephen A. Leahy says his middle initial stands for. And Joe said it's different that his wife
said something else. Said, different seven
it,
letters.
Right. Yeah. Different starts with an A, ends with whole. And you can figure it out.
Whoa.
Can you say that?
No, I didn't say anything. So 847, I live in a bi-level built in 1973. There is a crawl space, Roy, which most homes built in 1973 have a crawl space. In this, you know, listening area, because that was the thing to do. I do not have a sewer cleanout outside. Should the listener be getting one? Well, number one, what is a sewer cleanout?
Well, that really has nothing to do with the crawl space. You could have a sewer cleanout or not have one. You have a basement or even a slab. You have a sewer line. The cleanout really is to maintain the sewer line in condition. And you know, so if you had tree roots or debris and you didn't want to drag the machinery to rod the sewer line out into your home and pull off your toilet or whatever and rot it out, you can do it from the outside. So that's the idea of having a sewer clean out. So typically homes aren't necessary. A lot of new homes are built with clean outs out in your front yard. You'll see a little 4-inch lid that's says sewer on it, and that's for clean out purposes. But a lot of older homes never have, but a lot of times we have to retrofit in because they have a chronic problem with their sewer line. We're always having to rot them out, so it just becomes easier. Let's just put a clean out in your front yard so we can access your sewer line easily to rot it out. So that's usually when you want a sewer clean out installed, when you have a chronic problem with tree roots or something like that.
So a 70s crawl space typically would be a good opportunity while you're out there to talk to them about encapsulating that, so they, if it's not already encapsulated, so they could improve the quality of air in their home and use that as usable play space, or where Joe goes to take naps when he doesn't want Judy to find him.
Yeah, I just want to go on record. Anybody with a dirt or just gravel crawl space that hasn't been conditioned or improved upon really should look to do that, because it will improve the air quality of your entire home, and we have no business living over raw earth and everything that crawls and seeps up out of the earth, gases and everything else coming up into our home. So they should have that encapsulated.
Plus, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's probably not usable. There you go.
It's those little pebbles, Joe, that bother your nap time. Peter in Sauk Village sends this in. Spalling also occurs when the cement has been worked too much.
Yes.
The aggregate has been pushed down, and the cream has come to the top. This
Very
cream
smart.
is what will spall.
Yes.
So thank you, Peter.
I would totally agree.
And Sauk Village, that's pretty cool. I did not know that. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call and text line. Text message for Dave and Amy. My home inspections have been down the last 2 weeks. I don't know what that means. What down? Maybe they
He's an inspector.
My home inspector. Oh, have been down the last 2 weeks. I'm thinking between people really wanting to take vacations for the first time in 2 years. Next week is looking. Oh, so this person is commenting on the dip in activity in real estate. 773. This makes sense. My home inspections have been down the last 2 weeks. So this is from a home inspector. I'm thinking that between people really want to take vacations for the first time in 2 years, next week is looking good and really is looking to pick up. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, maybe. Certainly. And Joe brought that up earlier, too, about people wanting to take vacations and stuff. So I got your back.
I know you got.
Dave, are you seeing contracts slowing down in your office coming in?
Yeah, well, we are, and the thing about it is that it does relieve us a little bit. We were having buyers who were asked to overpay, who were trying to get a little extra legal help to try to get them out of it, little buyer's remorse. And then we had sellers who were asking us, which I'll never do, because a person 10 minutes after they sign gives them $10,000 more, asking us to kill the deal when the ethical obligation under our current contract is that we can raise any objection other than price. And so we were faced with a lot of hand-holding and having people get second opinions when I would refuse to kill their deal just because there's another person. And I always say the golden goose is not always golden. The backup offer. You know, you lose a nice couple who's ready to go, and then Mr. Big Money the day before closing says, well, I was going to pay cash, but I wasn't able to sell your house before I bought it. I had that one.
Is there any type of fowl that is golden other than the goose?
If it's not golden, what color is it?
Yeah, what color is it?
Goose.
Is it, if it's not golden, is it
snow geese or black and
is there a bronze goose?
But you would never think it was golden.
Yeah.
How about silver? Are there silver gooses? Geese? And there's a 13 on the SAT on the English. 773. Thank you to Amy and to Dave. This response goes to Amy. Thank you. I will call you on Monday about the condo in Skokie.
Nice.
Question also, you, David H., and David Schluter are the best. You guys helped us buy a home in Bolingbrook in January. And we're very happy, and thanks again. So there you go. People helping people. Kind of like Wally Phillips here. A lot.
Hello.
Mostly not. Probably not at all like Wally
Phillips. He was a professional broadcaster.
Yes. You
know?
He always said the name of the town. Right. My mom had it on the AM radio.
All right, we go
Buffalo Grove, hello.
We got to go to a break. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. We'll be right back. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That is where all of our contact information is. That is where you could download podcasts, previous shows. That's also where you could see videos that we cut up after the show, answering all of our listeners' questions. Every expert is on that webpage, 312-981-7200. Mike in Batavia, you have a question for the Roy Spencer.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a buried downspout. And attached between the PVC pipe and the downspout, it's a green leaf guard, and it's open. It's not enclosed. And every time I get a hard rain, it splashes all over the foundation, and it goes kind of, you know, down into the ground, which is kind of defeating the purpose. So I was wondering if they have, like, an enclosed leaf guard that wouldn't do that.
Okay, so
that's a new style, by the way. So it doesn't get blocked up, that it comes down. Could you install that in my house?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of having a leaf guard there. The idea is that it should be vented and open, so all the water that comes out of the downspout does go direct, you know, splashes, goes through the leaf guard, just a screen, but all the water should still go into the underground pipe. It shouldn't be splashing out. So
it is, and it's hitting the foundation.
I'm curious, do you know where the underground pipe terminates?
Out to the grass, like 10 feet out.
Okay, out so do we know that that's open, it's not clogged? And like, could you run a garden hose in there, and it does come back out the other end?
Right, and I could see the water, it's not even that, you know, when it rains, you can kind of see the movement in there, that the water's going all the way out there.
But you're saying the bulk of the water is not going in the pipe, it's splashing out.
The bulk of it is going in. It's just when it gets heavy rain, it's little, it splatters off of the guard, and it kind of hits onto the foundation. Then, yeah, the bulk of it is going in.
Okay, well, it shouldn't, I guess maybe some of it could splash out. It shouldn't be enough to cause an issue, but I think I can think as long as the pipe is clear, shouldn't be really a problem. But
I've seen some online, like I forget what they're called, like flex guard covered or something. They still have the screen to prevent leaves and debris from getting down, but it's enclosed that would prevent that splashing. But I don't know if you guys have something like that or not.
No, we don't, but I could see where you could have that, where there's just an opening.
Can you take a picture of that, Mike,
yeah,
and send it in?
Yeah, picture would be great.
Actually,
Roy, maybe you can stop
last
there.
Last time Roy was here, I sent a video in on a text message, and I never heard back.
Roy can stop there on his way home, right, Roy?
Yeah.
Well, I had Lindome Roofing, our show partner, do my entire house with their real gutter guards. That stops it right at the gutter, and then you're not worried about downspouts. It's expensive, but my life improved greatly.
Here, I'll tell you what. Nope. Mike, I'm going to give you my cell phone number. Send me the video, and I'll show Roy. Yeah, I send Roy videos all the time.
Yep.
Okay?
Well, okay. Sounds good.
All right, here's my cell phone. 773-456-6526. Shoot me the video. 773-456-6526. Shoot me the video, and I'll get it over to Roy.
Thank you.
Sounds all right, buddy. Hang tight for your message.
I'm still thinking you should stop by that guy's house during a rainstorm.
And then clean the oven.
I got nothing else to do with it.
How much splash
bad storm. Yeah. A video would be great. Thank you.
So then you know the equipment to bring out when he's going out to his house to fix it.
But when of course it's splashing when you get a lot of rain.
Yeah, and everything is getting wet.
Exactly. Right.
A lot of rain.
Why didn't you tell him that?
Well, that's like my sprinkler guy.
Well, I just don't know how much rain he's making it sound. It could be a problem. The leaf guard's not functioning.
Well, that's like my sprinkler guy canceling to readjust my sprinkler heads because it was raining. I'm like, hello. What? I mean,
did you ever set a sprinkler up at your house, like an actual hose with a sprinkler on it?
Yeah.
You will get wet every time you do it.
I know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's why I haven't
grown. You have to move it a little bit left, a little bit right.
You try to time it. It never works.
You throw it a little bit.
312-981-7200. 708, does PermaSeal do mall concrete leveling jobs? Number one, do you do mall concrete leveling jobs?
Mall?
That's what it says.
Like mall. In a shopping mall?
I don't know. It just says
we mall. Do concrete leveling. Yes, if you have sunken concrete, that's what we do. Yes. Hmm.
Second part of the question, right? Follow-up question to this question from the texter. Mm-hmm. Does PermaSteel go to Northwest Indiana, St. John area in particular, and is there a minimum fee?
No, there's no minimum fee to come out and give the estimate. It's free. We do have a minimal job that but we need to look at the type of work that's involved. So
all right.
It's free estimate.
773 is listening in the car, so thank you for texting us, telling us that you're listening in the car. 847, Baxter Credit Union does bridge loans, so thank you for that great information. I think we covered this, 630. Why should somebody with $30,000 worth of credit card debt have a $30,000 car? Mm. Because they might need a car. 312-98, and the cost of cars right now are kind of expensive.
And that's not an excessive vehicle.
312-981-70. There's a car shortage. I literally drove by an auto dealer by my home. And I could count the number of cars as I'm driving by because there were literally no cars on this poor dealer's lot.
It's crazy.
And they were parking the cars almost vertical instead of horizontal.
So
their 8-foot car took up 2.5 spaces in their lot.
So you look like you have cars.
To make it look like they have cars.
I've never seen that in my whole life.
Yeah. They're all used cars, I think.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
I told the story. We got $20,000 over Blue Book for Elise's car. So I'm like, hey, we didn't need a new car, but
Just raining money on you.
It's just raining money
on you.
Right. And then
but Tracy said they should have cars by September, right?
September, hopefully. Who knows? 312-981-7200. 773, what do you do with the garage floor cement spalling? Don't want to replace the floor. Is there coating that would work? What do you guys, and we're talking about spalling. It seems to be a hot topic.
So I don't even know anything about it. Do epoxy finish, they do fill, but they grind your whole floor. They do the whole thing. That's, was it $8 a foot or something?
To do an epoxy overlay and stuff. But again, The problem is, like, I love that one of your texters came in about, you know, if concrete isn't, you know, finished properly, mm-hmm. and the cream, you know, comes off and stuff, you have substandard concrete, that moisture comes up through, yep. so even your epoxy overlay could pop off again,
you're right.
type thing. So it's not cheap, and no guarantee it's going to solve the problem.
You've got to cure the problem before you put a coating on, because then the coating is going to stop
Good
popping
point.
Up. Right? Yep.
You said it best, David.
Thank you.
I'm just giving you credit.
Sum it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Clearasil, you know? If you got a not good looking at all underneath, the Clearasil doesn't do much.
Back
right.
to the pimple.
Okay, back
of the
to.
Show.
Oh, my gosh.
Two hours and 15 minutes David later, it's bringing Schluter. It back. Four drink minimum now. That 7 o'clock show. Still tickets open for Dave Schluter and Roy Spencer. You need to be drunk before.
How many Facebook people do we have?
We just lost 10 more, I think, with that.
How many? 24? That's big time for us.
Ring the bell.
That's pretty good.
That's big time.
312-981-7200. Okay. Okay, just have another. You could talk about it for another 44 minutes.
No, I don't want to. Just keep coming in.
Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Whoops, wrong line. 312-981-7200. That's Professional Radio Broadcasting 101 right there. All you would-be radio broadcasters. Push the button next to the line that is blinking so we can bring Sue up. Are you in El Paso? Where are you, Sue?
Yes, I am. El Paso, Illinois.
El Paso, Illinois. Where's that?
That's north of Bloomington Normal.
Bloomington Northern. North. Yeah, do you go down that far?
Is it near Cessna Park?
No. Where's Cessna? Well, obviously not close.
We're Cessna Park, right? Let's do. Hang on, Sue. We're doing Illinois geography now. So where is Cessna Park, right?
You want actually, it's north of Bloomingdale as well. Okay, there's a lot of things between.
No, I'm saying Bloomington.
We know. Bloomington. There's an exit on 55 for El Paso. I know that.
Right, everything's north of Bloomington,
pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're in Bloomingdale.
Bloomington.
No. Oh, Bloomington.
By ISU. Do you know why people live in Bloomington, by the way?
Oh, here we go. Another bad joke.
You know why
go
people ahead. Live in Bloomington?
Don't blow all your material now, Dave.
They want to be as close to normal as possible.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's actually
that was
nice.
Actually almost funny.
Okay.
It would not make a John Williams speed joke, that's for sure.
No, these would never. Yeah. No, these are too bad for John Williams' speed joke. These would never make
these are the ones that didn't get on.
Yeah, these are the ones. that were on the floor that's outside of John's office when we walked by there this morning.
Call them the not so swift jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's another one for Roy. There you go.
Anyway, I'm hoping that Roy Spencer and Permaseal would consider having another business down here, because I have a wet kind of a, well I do have a wet basement and I want to fix it, and I've been trying to I've gotten several people here, and it's like they only do one thing and you guys do it all, and it is an all or nothing. It can be the gutters, it can be anyway. I've got four cracks and in my poured foundation, and make a long story, my question is, I can get to it from the outside. Isn't it better to dig and fix it from the outside if you can?
Well, actually, no. If you can access these cracks from the inside, there's a method called epoxy injection that we do. Actually, we do it from the inside, and we inject an epoxy resin throughout the entire crack. And the reason it's better is because it goes through the entire crack, actually seals the water on the outside. So you're right, intuitively, you got to stop the water from getting into the crack. But we can do that by filling the entire crack with epoxy. The other advantage of that is when the epoxy cures, it actually welds the wall back together. So when your wall is cracked, it's broken in two. You actually have probably eight separate pieces of concrete now that are sitting next to each other. So epoxy injection can make it back one monolithic piece of concrete like was designed to. So it's also permanently waterproof. So if you were to dig the wall cracks out and seal them from the outside, you would use several membranes, and if you use the right materials, you'd probably stop the water, but you still wouldn't have structurally repaired your foundation. So with epoxy injection, and I'm sorry we don't go to El Paso at this point. I'll put it on my list, though. But if you can find somebody down there who does epoxy injection, that's what you're looking for.
Okay. I did have, and I did get a quote on that, and that was fine, and it's guaranteed 15 years. And I just wanted to make sure that there's one section that I would actually have to take down part of the shelving. It's no big deal. It can be done. But there's one part in the corner, and he said he'd have to do something a little special to that. It starts where it isn't in the corner, and then it eventually goes into the corner. He said he'd have to put some kind of membrane on the inside, even, I think.
What I could offer you, if you'd like to email me his estimate or whatever, I'd be glad to look at it and give you my opinion of it. If that's of any value to you, I'd be happy to look at that for you.
I will do that.
And pictures, if you can, that would be even more better.
I will do that.
You are so excited.
It's also known as better-er. Just thought.
Mo-better's is better-er.
Better.
Okay, thank you.
That's with everything, but I want a dry basement.
There you go.
And then I
nothing wrong with that.
Start it up, you know. All right, I will do that.
Yeah, I'm glad to help.
All right, Sue, hang on. Thanks for holding on for that long. We're going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product, 312-981-7200. I have a scenario for both of you guys, Amy and Dave. Dave was in the middle of it, Amy, and I want to see if you've ever seen this. It was the guy, we had a closing that the selling attorney switched title companies 72 hours before the closing. Have you ever had that happen to you?
No.
That the selling attorney sends the lender a copy of the title, confirmation of where it was going. It was at Chicago Title. And we have an email. Then all of a sudden, 72 hours, they decide, the attorney, Dave, decides to change it to Barron & Warner Title. So everybody's at the title company waiting for the wire. We don't know anything about it. Back and forth. And I'm just like, you know, after my staff has spent the entire morning trying to figure it out, I jump in. And I'm like, what's the problem here? And they're like, well, it was supposed to be a Barron & Warner Title. And I'm like, well, that's great. Everything we have is CTT. We have confirmation. Have you ever seen, how long have you been selling real estate?
17 years.
And I read something online from the Shark Tank lady, Barbara Corcoran.
Corcoran.
Uh-huh. That, congratulations, by the way, you were listed as one of the top 100, number 58 or 52?
56.
56. Look, see, I read these posts. Remember anything. Bad with numbers. He's up
great.
There, Roy. Out of all of those closings in the years that you've been doing, you've never seen a selling attorney change a title company 72 hours.
No.
Dave, why would somebody do that?
There may have been an offer where they had been trying to get that attorney. We're called on all the time by title companies
to
do it. Well, it's called agency. You become an agent. And I don't know if it was financial or maybe a couple bad deals that that attorney had and he was trying to break away. But the issue is your answer of how your people sent the money to the first one definitely was valid, because the whole back room operation that you had going up until the last couple of days would never have known about that change.
Right. Amy?
They might have on the listing agreement signed that they would use Barron & Warner Title. And
there you go.
The attorney, so
the seller might have in the listing said,
yes,
I will get a certain commission difference if we use your title company. He might have been confronted with that agreement. I do know of a situation where an attorney ignored one of those and it caused a lot of litigation. It was only over like $1,700, but it was in litigation for 2 years. The person said, forget that, I'm going with mine. Ignored the agreement the seller had signed, didn't think that it was a big deal, and they ended up getting sued over it. So that actually makes more sense.
And this is why we're talking about it, because it happened on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this poor guy who wanted to buy his first home and all excited and had his belongings, took off for work on Friday to move into his new home that he thought he was going to own, couldn't move in because we followed the instructions. The attorney starts firing back on us that we're a bunch of idiots. So I'm like, okay, here we go. You want to throw it down? Let's throw it down.
But I like Amy's explanation that customer may have signed that agreement.
But,
yeah,
but here's what happened. The attorney said that he sent an email to all of my team, and he did. The challenge was, hey, we're going to switch it up. No problem. We would have got a new title, wired it to the right title company. Unfortunately, my loan officer and the team was Hendrickson. There's no C in this kid's last name, Hendrickson. So he spelled it H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S-E-N
like most,
in the email.
Yeah.
And so I hit reply to all, and I got it back. So I'm like, here, Spartacus, you sent it to the wrong email address. At least let the kid move into the house, right? Unpack the belongings in the garage and just let him hold. The guy won't budge. It was his mistake. Mm-hmm. And I just said, you screwed up. We all make mistakes. Let the kid unload the stuff. Nope. He had to keep everything in storage another 3 days. He had to take off Monday. So it's important when you're working with somebody that you work with professionals and know what they're doing. Because when you don't, you think you're closing on a Friday. You take a day off of work, even though you've never seen it in the years that you've been doing it, and the tens of thousands mm-hmm. of closings you've done, and the tens of thousands of loans that I've closed. This is why we do the show, to enlighten our listeners as to the challenges that could happen when you're not working with somebody who knows what they're doing. Quick, Amy.
And, you know, you talking about the videos I do, I did a video about why we need real estate attorneys in the state of Illinois. And I have to tell you, that video got more responses than any other video I've ever done.
Good or bad?
Awesome.
Okay, good.
I was the number one agreeing
right.
with that.
Yeah, know, yeah. Well, David had 150 responses under surnames that he's got. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to come back. We got a bomb with text messages. We're going to answer more text messages after the break.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If you go to WGNDavid.com, you could send us emails. And if they are service-related, I send them to the proper expert on the show to answer those questions. But sometimes we get a nice email like this one for you, Joe. Mm. But houses for you and MegaPros, Chris and Earl, were the craftsmen who refurbished my oak storm door and screen and plexiglass insert. Wow. It was made in 2001 and protects a handmade mahogany entrance door with stained glass window. I can't say enough about Joe and his team. I told them as they were leaving, they should take a photo of the installed door. Many thanks to you, David, and your comedy team on Saturdays. You see? Comedy team. Yeah.
2 drink minimum.
4. This emailer is 83 years old. She lost her husband in 2008, so keeping their home in tip-top condition is important. Mm. Thanks, MJ. So thank you, MJ.
Thank you, MJ.
Send
that right to WGN?
Yeah, you could go to WGNDavid.com, and you could click on email and send it to us right there. 312-981-7200. Here you go, Amy. Here's one for you and Dave. 630. I signed a contract with an agent in June. I have since decided not to list. Okay. Less than 30 days. The agent/firm have done no work, meaning no pictures, not in listing system. Someone said I can just write a letter and fire the agent. I also have a party interested in purchasing the property directly from me.
Here we go. Who saw it during the listing?
Do right. I need to honor that contract? Dun, 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 dun.
You start and I'll finish.
Yep, more than likely you do. You can probably fire your agent. But there is probably a clause that states that you have to pay them a commission if you should sell it on your own.
Within how many days?
It depends. It's a write-in, so whatever they put in that contract.
What caught my attention was this is someone who's been introduced to the property during the listing. I think that's a bigger issue than really the timing.
But here's the thing: she stated it's not on the MLS, but the fact is she's still under contract, signed that listing.
You know what? That can be negotiated out. I mean, sometimes the truth is just as good. In other words, they're probably feeling somewhat guilty that they've had no activity and done no work. And maybe some little stipend can be negotiated, but do it in writing as a mutual release of the parties, and even identify that deal would put the initials of who they are or whatever is not part of, you know, the commission. But they can definitely fire. There's a clause in your agreement. It's all based on that written agreement. If you're over 18 and it's been plain English, even if it's harmful to you, you're bound by that agreement.
What if it's in Hebrew? I'm just looking for a loophole.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a Hasidic couple and they like to do things in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm. What about that, Mr.
What about
Schroeder?
That, Dave?
Well, I will give a live story about Hebrew and any other languages besides English. Chase Bank has in their mortgage package, you cannot fund the loan unless the buyer signs off. I did not need an interpreter at closing. They will not fund the loan. It's in every Chase package. The reason is somebody came along when it was time to foreclose and say, I had no idea what that attorney was saying. He's not from my language or whatever. And they had to fight that foreclosure. So Chase has one. I'm surprised all the lenders don't, but I solemnly swear, and then the wife's there too, we solemnly swear that we were able to close successfully without the use of an interpreter. And then the one you did, if it says who would you have liked if you needed one, the whole closing stops.
The rabbi?
So I'm interested when you talk, but do you know the difference between a lawyer and an accountant?
This is a joke. Go ahead.
What do you mean? You don't have to say it's a joke, but do you know the difference?
Well, I know. You're setting me up. You're teeing it right up.
So just say no, I don't.
No, I'm not aware of that, Joe.
The difference between a lawyer and accountant is the accountant knows they're boring.
Oh, man.
I will give this for a little Encyclopedia Britannica. A difference between a lawyer and an attorney. This is not a joke. No, lawyers have law degrees, but an attorney has been sworn into the bar and can charge money. So your law professors and things like that who never passed the bar can still be lawyers, and they can teach and do
what
all
you?
That. I'm a licensed attorney. I was sworn in at Erie Crown Theater.
You should have
at the Crown Theater?
Erie Crown Theater. There were so many people. We went there. All the Loyola guys.
It would have been funny if you would have come back just for future reference when he dropped something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just to prepare yourself, do you know the difference between a lawyer and a general contractor, then come up with something, and then whack him in the head with something
exactly.
Like he just nailed you.
Exactly.
Which is kind of, I don't know, that I think there's going to be a hug after, because that was a little...
What?
A little harsh.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Are you okay, Dave?
Oh, I'm fine. Joe, he's done so much quality work for my family, I can't have a beef.
Oh, now I'm going to have to hug.
I can't have a beef.
Now for sure.
Half our house is done by MegaPro.
Yeah, nice job, Joe. Thanks for calling me boring. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
I said you were interesting. I like listening to you.
You know, I can say interesting in a prison, too. Hey, cell block number 2-3. He's very interesting. Could be Hannibal Lecter.
Why are you looking at Joe? 630, Amy and Dave, who is responsible for the square footage of a home for sale, the seller or the buyer?
Tape measure.
The tape measure.
The seller or the buyer?
What, something must happen?
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, honestly, there are times where it's not a required field. So, and understand that square footage, my experience is sellers have their opinions.
Yes.
The tax record shows one thing.
Appraiser has another.
Yes. So, I mean, you know.
That's probably somebody who someone might have taken time to say beautiful 3,500 square foot ranch, and then they moved in and they realized that included the garage or a storeroom or something.
Yeah. Or it's 3,409 and they're all upset over that.
Something happened. That's why someone would ask that, and they're looking for blood. But the issue is that it's an art, not a science.
Roy Spencer. My village had horrible problems with flumming and flumming. I combine flooding and drainage. Flumming. Yeah, Amy, got a problem with flumming?
No.
All right. My village had horrible problems with flooding and drainage. Appears to be corrected finally. I never had a drop of water in my basement for over 50 years. After severe nonstop rain, I had water / sewage that came up the drain so quickly that the Zoeller pump never had a chance. Okay? Over 4 feet in my basement that never saw a drop prior to this instance. I now know that it should have been pumped out, damaged home in and out. Why is the village not responsible for paying for what happened? It took a severe storm season to finally fix 50-plus years of the town problem. How is the village free of damage since they were able to fix all along? Texter says South Holland from the 630. You want to touch that one?
Well, I'll touch part of it, and then I'll kick it over to David. Yeah, she's right, spot on. No sump pump is going to keep up with the city sewers. So no matter how many pumps you have, if the city sewers back up, you're going to get 4 feet of water until it seeks its own level. What it's trying to do is seek its level with the city sewers, and it's going to come in so fast, no pumps are going to keep up with it. I don't know why, you know, she said it was resolved for 50 years. It's possible. I'm just curious if her neighbors had the same problems or something. It could be something wrong with her line, but probably not. If she had 4 feet of water, I'm sure it was connected to the city sewer. Nevertheless, I know it's her problem to deal with. It's not the city's problem. David, we'll tell you why you can't sue the city, why they're not responsible.
Right. It's very aggravating. I know a number of clients who know that it's something with the municipality, and they keep redoing their basements. It's called tort immunity. And tort immunity is granted to all government bodies and body politics that says, unless they're totally reckless with intention to hurt somebody on purpose, they are immune. And the reason is that if it was not immunity, your towns would be bankrupt within 5 years because of how litigious people are. They would blame the city for everything. So as long as they're just ignorant or negligent, then they're immune. And I say that there are people who can be negligent, but there is no financial liability. I would just tell this to all our homeowners, buy every kind of water coverage you can. Sump pump coverage, groundwater coverage, flood damage. That's what's designed to take care of that. And obviously you must not have had that, but all the best. I'm sorry about your basement. Water is terrible.
Joe, I got a question for you.
What
percentage of pumps fail?
100%.
100%.
You need the watch guard system.
I've been waiting for an opportunity for 2 hours and 45 minutes.
You don't know how long I've been waiting.
100%.
Well played.
100%?
100%.
Roy,
I like singing. It feels really good.
100%. You got to do the 100%. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Anytime we get a chance to make Roy Spencer crack up, it's well worth it. Because we know we hit the main vein there.
That's right.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We got one more segment. If you like the show, hang on. If you hate the show, don't worry. 15 minutes will be another show on. We'll be right back.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You guys good? We're on the air?
Again.
It's like they're old.
I don't know what these guys are doing today.
Hey, David, ill ego, okay? An ill ego is a sick bird.
But they turned it around.
The guy, he inverted his own choke.
All right, what we're talking about is 847. What's the difference between illegal and unlawful? And they, go ahead, Joe, explain.
You inverted your own joke. Illegal is against the law, and unlawful is a sick bird.
Yeah, it's totally 180 degrees.
Right. So if it was a sick, if you're trying to make a joke or a pun on words, it would be illegal
is the sick bird.
Right.
And unlawful is against the law.
Right.
They just, that's personal.
All right. So we're teaching our listeners how to structure jokes here. So we're all going to hell. 312-981-7200.
Probably, but in the meantime, we're doing good work.
Doing God's work. 630, driving around today, running errands. You guys absolutely crack me up. You truly embody our great city. Thanks to Home Sweet Home Chicago. You are great. So you could thank your other son for sending that text, Amy. Really appreciate it. Thank God you got all your family members listening. 312-981-7200. Rob and Laura, how are you? Rob and Laurie, how are you? Laurie.
Rob, this is... Oh, okay. Robin Marie.
Marie.
Nice job, Dave.
It says Laurie on the screen. Well, nice job, Ashley. All right. We're just throwing everybody under the bus today. So, hey, Rob, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I just want to call and just thank you so much. You guys you've really gone to bat for us and helped us in the last almost 6 months. We've been looking for a house, and we found this house. You helped us get the financing that we needed, And I tell you, if anybody's out there and really needs to get a mortgage or whatever they got to do, talk to Dave Hopper. I mean, he just came through for us big time. And David, we really appreciate you giving us some personal attention. And thank you so much. We moved into our house today. We're all moved in, and we're just excited.
Well, Sonia helped you out, and Dave took care of the legal action, so we had a little trifecta here. I'll tell you who's going to be sad is my paper supply company, because I think we burnt through at least two or three reams of paper with the pre-approvals out there that we had to supply you and your beautiful wife because one home didn't work out and it just wasn't the right thing. Go ahead, Aim.
Yeah, and Sonia's a buyer's agent on our team, and she's the one who had helped them. And, you know, the one thing I want to bring up, because in talking to Sonia as this was all wrapping up, right, because I know it was a long haul for you guys, in the end, you guys got the right house, right? I mean, the first one that didn't work out, there's a reason why things sometimes don't happen, and I can't express that enough to people. And, you know, as soon as I heard the story, I was like, you know, amen, because that's exactly how it should go. Because I know there was a lot of disappointment, and yet in the end, you guys got the right house.
And here's a perfect Rob and Laura
Marie.
Yeah, thanks for changing it on the screen, Ashley, so I keep rolling right into the blocks here. I got to state this. One of my guys messed up the original loan because we miscalculated the income. Okay? I'm just laying it out there. Okay? We try to be perfect. And one of my guys didn't add up, you know, just miscalculated the income. So all of a sudden, I got hey, we got a 747. The wheels are out and the engines are on fire. Foam the runway. It gets on my desk. I call up Rob. Right, Rob? And I said, listen, we screwed up. You're not buying this house. And I'll make it right. And we were there every time he called, no matter how many times a day he called or what time he called. And I made it up. I gave him a closing cost credit to make it up because we really screwed up his first loan. And it was completely our fault. And I made it right. And this is a perfect example of, listen, we all of us in here own our own shop and run our own business. And you want everything to go perfect 100% of the time. And unfortunately, every once in a while, we have a Rob and Marie that something happens and one of your, you know, and he's one of my top guys, just makes a mistake. Mm-hmm. So, and you got to step in and say, hey, we own it. I own it.
Buck stops with you.
Buck stops with me, and here's what we're going to do. But it took us 7-8 months to make it right because you finally found that right place, and it's the best place for you guys, right?
Yep. Yes, we did. And just thank you so much for all that you've done. We highly recommend you to anybody. So. Right. Well, and Sonia too. Sonia was just great. Sonia was patient with me. I'm not always patient. The person to be patient with. But she was just a real gem.
No, truthfully, you could be a major pain in the rear end, Rob. I'll be honest with you. I just
there goes the forgiveness.
I just want now that the loan's closed and we're done with it. I just wanted you were a pain in my rear end. No, you were great. And, you know, whenever you called, we took the call, we got it done, and you own a house. That's what it's all about, right?
Yep.
You own a house.
Thank you.
And most importantly, Marie's happy. Doesn't matter
that's
if you
right.
like the house. Marie loves the house, and you're just residing
there. That's
okay.
True.
All right, we gotta jump off the show here, but thanks for calling, buddy. We really appreciate you sharing your story. Hang tight for your
nice
Mr. Clark cleaning product.
Nice job, David.
Listen, we've all been there. Right? Everything's smooth. I thought we gave Amy the lead because it was in her area. And then I'm like, great, it's an Amy Kite lead. And Amy's like, yeah, but you sent it to us. I'm like, thank God we screwed this up. We didn't screw up one of her leads coming back. I'm like, here's what we're going to do. It took 6-7 months, and your realtor, hey, held
she
strong.
Hung in there.
She hung in there. Showed them literally 15-20 homes.
Yeah. But what a class act they are, notwithstanding that original faux pas, to take time to thank you. A lot of people don't have that class.
All good. All right, say goodbye, Amy. We got to get out of here.
If anybody wants to reach me, 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Dave Schluter.
630-285-5300. Dave@schluterlawoffice.com.
Mr. Roy Spencer.
PermaSeal 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
MegaPros.com.
What are you doing after this, Dave?
I'm going to go do whatever Elise Hochberg
Come
tells
on,
me to do.
Say something different.
Cookies, crumble. Go back to crumble.
I'm going
to
go clean out my garage. 312-981. No, that's the show's number. If you want to reach me during the week, it's 855-56-DAVID or go to 56David.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday.